We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.335 Jeff Cass, News Radio WRVA. It is a Thursday afternoon, and we have an awful lot of material that we're going to have to address as we head through the afternoon. Lots of things happening at the state capitol. I know you've been paying close attention to it. I've been paying close attention to it. Virginia Democrats seem to have one very skewed view of the world and some really ridiculous legislation. The Republicans over in the House of Delegates seem to have a very different view. I would certainly find myself more aligned with their view. What happens? You know, we've got crossover day, and this bill goes there, and that bill goes there, and who knows? Now, it seems to me that on most occasions, certainly in the Virginia State Senate, Virginia Republicans in the State Senate have held the line against some of the crazy stuff coming from Virginia Democrats. So a couple of days ago, there's a measure that has to do, as I am reading it, with a restriction, a ban, actually, on certain types of firearms. And they are described by Channel 8 as, quote, assault-style weapons manufactured after July. Well, I don't know what an assault-style weapon is. I really don't. And I know a thing or two about firearms. I know the Democrats seem absolutely convinced that the best thing that could happen would be disarming law-abiding citizens. So why would two Republicans, including Senate Minority Leader Tommy Norman and State Senator Siobhan Donovan, go along with Virginia Democrats when it comes to this bill? Well, happy to say my state senator, who, as you know, I have great affinity for, I think the world of, I support her, and very proudly so, State Senator Siobhan Donovan is joining us to talk about this issue. Dr. Donovan, always a pleasure to have you with us.
Always so happy to be on, Jeff. I'm so glad that you always call and ask me so that we can talk about it.
Absolutely. And I'm always happy that you are so receptive. So as I looked at this, I thought I have to be missing something, or other folks who are reaching out to me saying, hey, why is Siobhan Donovan voting to do away with gun owners' rights? They have to be missing something. So tell me what this legislation entailed, and what are we missing?
Well, I think that, you know, every piece of legislation that you see up here has problems with it. And, you know, compromise is never easy, and solving complex problems, especially in the legislature, often requires that. So the thing that resonated to me about this bill was its particular language, and the assault weapon, I had the same problem with it. There is a definition in the code. I don't have that in front of me, but you can look it up, and it's referenced in this bill. And it is defined in the bill, and it speaks to semi-automatic nature, and I can't remember the other variables. Of course, there's many, many, many guns that are semi-automatic, but the sentinel piece of this was the not selling it to 21-year-old and younger kids. And I know that's controversial. There's plenty of the kinds of weapons that are described in this bill, which I expect will be modified as it goes through the legislature, and I hope so, you know, the Republicans in the Senate tried to modify the bill as it went through. But the idea is that it resonated with me when I thought about Texas and the 18-year-old man that went in and bought two AR-15 weapons and a few days later went to that school and was responsible for the deadliest shooting in Texas history of children. And, you know, I'm a mom, too. And I'm a Republican, and a majority of the time I vote with the Republicans, but I also am a representative of my district, and I work really hard to know where my district is. And, you know, a lot of people with a lot of different opinions, but there are a lot of moms in my district that are very, very worried. As you know, a couple of weeks ago, we had a young man bring a gun to school in Henrico, and it really shot a wave of panic through the district and the parents. We, of course, had the Chesapeake shooting. And so, you know, my thought is always to do the hard work of sometimes not being political and trying to represent the interests of my district. And sometimes that means I vote, you know, mostly with my Republican members, and sometimes I cross the aisle. And that's what I was trying to do here. And that's what I think I'm doing, is kind of standing up and speaking out for them.
So I think that we're all united, or we should all be united, in thinking that we certainly don't want children in school to be attacked by anyone. Certainly we don't want anyone to be killed at a school. But as I hear this, I'm wondering about the knowledge of respective folks when it comes to firearms. And your district, as it's comprised now, has a chunk of Henrico and a little piece of Hanover. And let me offer for the good of the order, as we used to say, that perhaps folks here in Hanover are better educated about firearms than some of the folks in Henrico. Because when we talk about semi-automatic weapons, we're talking at this point in our history about every weapon that's out there at this point.
That's true.
You know, so I am concerned about that.
Well, and I can understand your concern, and I heard concerns, you know, from both sides on this. And I took a vote that I thought was the right vote, because that's what really resonated with me, was that, you know, that there is a ban, as you know, that came through in 1994 at the federal level. There's a lot of debate about what good or good that didn't do, and it obviously sunset. And so, but the world didn't end when they had that ban in 1994. There are an enormous number of weapons that are described in this bill that are already in the possession of very safe gun owners. And others can be sold. And so there is a manufacturing, you know, there's a limit on what can be sold manufacturing. But, you know, I want to go over a couple of things that we hear. There are a couple of other bills that I supported, too. And one is about safe storage in the home, especially for minors, when you have minors in the home. And the other was safe storage in your car. Both of those are things that safe gun owners already do. So they're addressing people who are maybe not safe gun owners. One of them required posting that when a weapon was purchased, when a gun was purchased. And so, but one of the things I hear about this is that these laws are creating felons and felonies. I want you to know, none of these laws result in felonies. The assault weapon, quote unquote, bill that we're talking about is a class one misdemeanor. The storage bill is a class four misdemeanor, and the vehicle unattended storage bill is a civil penalty. So I think that's another important point to hear, but I know there's going to be dissent and debate on this issue. And I again say that this is in a way the beginning of the process, because things get modified and amended as they go through. And I will tell you that there is a lot of language in the latter part of the bill that makes it even more unclear exactly what weapons that they're talking about. And I think that's what's been attempted to be amended, and I hope it will be going forward. But this is, as much as I have heard, you know, on the side of please don't do anything to curtail, you know, I do think that the Second Amendment is sacred. I think that there are things that we can do. What we're doing with mental health is not enough. And I don't know all the answers, but I really couldn't bear to have another shooting with a legally purchased semi-automatic weapon, like an assault weapon, as we talked about with Texas, and feel like I hadn't done something to make a difference. You know, I'm a mom too, and these things do really, you know, get me in the heartstrings as well. So,
well, of course. And I think every one of us, as a parent, feels exactly the same way. We want our children to be safe when they go to school. I want everybody's children to be safe when they go to school. Again, my concern is when I hear people talk about, quote, assault weapons or this weapon that was purchased at a certain time. And when we boil it all down, whether you're talking about an AR-15 or an AK-47 or your standard 9mm that you purchase, they all operate the same way. They each operate the same way. There's not a fully automatic component. And so I know that some of these weapons look scarier than others, and that seems to be what's impacting a lot of people. Oh, my God, there's metal flashing, or it's big and scary, but the mechanism is the same. The ammunition in the vast majority of cases is exactly the same. So I get the emotional part that we all have, because doggone it, we all want every child to go to school safely and not have to worry about this. I want them to be nervous because there's a math test, not because they think somebody is coming into the school to do them harm. I am honestly puzzled by this piece of legislation and what anybody thinks it will do in a beneficial way.
And I think that there are, you know, people that think that that would disagree that there are non-safe gun owners that are possessing guns that can do a considerable amount of harm because of the semi-automatic nature. And, you know, I'm going to send you the definition in the bill of what the assault weapon is, because I'm sorry I didn't know you wanted to know that today. I would have had it to read it for you, but I'll get it to you so you have it and you can share it with your listeners.
Okay.
But I think that there is a extraordinary amount of intimidation about the rapidity with which these the guns that have been used in some of these shootings are fired. I mean, I'm not a subject matter expert on this either. As I said to you, the part of this bill that really spoke to me was the idea that 21 was probably a really good idea.
Okay. All right, and you're talking, just so everybody's clear, because there are a lot of people, as you know, because I'm sure you've gotten calls and emails and what have you, that are very, very angry with you right about now. You're talking about 21 as a minimum age to purchase certain firearms, as opposed to now when the age would be 18 for these firearms?
Correct.
What about the magazine capacity? Is that something that is contained in this bill? Because some of these different bills seem to be mashed together. Are we talking about capacity over 10 rounds in a magazine in this bill?
There is a capacity limit in this bill. I believe it's 20, but it may be 10. I'll have to look at that and see. But yeah, there is a capacity, and that was one of the things about which I had some concerns, because I have heard from a lot of people who compete in competitions, and that is a challenge. And again, this is an imperfect bill. It is, it's imperfect in many ways, because the best answer here is to figure out something that isn't different between different states. I'm so sorry I don't have the bill right in front of me, but I will get that. I thought we were talking about the three bills, to be honest with you, instead of this bill in detail.
Okay. Well, no.
And so, but yeah, there is a magazine limit on this bill as well, to be clear.
Okay. All right. Well, no, I'd love to get that information. I'd love the truth about this bill and each of those bills to be readily available to everybody. And the reason I reached out to you, obviously, it was surprising to a lot of us to see you support this measure. And so as you're working through it and you're talking about...
I will tell you that I've had an enormous number of emails to my office about the concern and, you know, in weapons of this nature. And so this is really a listening to the district and, you know, making decisions to take votes that I have taken many votes to protect the Second Amendment and will continue to do so. But I also think that there are other ways that we can be very circumspect. And for me, again, this resonated. Raising the age to 21 years of age was an imperative for me. I thought it was really important.
Okay. Well, fair enough. And so when we've got all of this, all of the legislative language, you don't mind coming back and we can go through it?
Not at all. And you know what? That's great. I'll pull the whole bill up and we can go through it and look at it and we can talk about the amendments that were offered also.
Perfect.
And do this and drill down specifically on that bill.
I love it. And I do want to hear about the other bills as well. And I will say this in front of everybody. I always appreciate you being responsive and honest with us. And even, you know, we may very well wind up disagreeing vehemently when it comes to this bill. But I'm still proud to have you as my state senator. And
well, thank you.
I appreciate you joining us.
I'm always happy to be here and happy to talk about these things. And we'll get that bill all up, get that specific one. I'd love to tell you about the other two as well.
Absolutely.
But I'm happy to drill down on that specific bill and get you all the details. It's a long bill, and we can go through it each piece.
I love it. I appreciate you being here. That is State Senator Siobhan Donovan. Now, I will get the bills from her, and we can analyze all of them. I, like you, am very concerned about any measure that would restrict my right to keep and bear arms and your right to keep and bear arms. A lot of people sent me notes going, oh, my God, they hate Siobhan Donovan. I don't hate Siobhan Donovan on any level. She's my state senator. I think she's a brilliant woman. I have to examine more of what's in there. But what I'm hearing, what I'm reading, what I'm seeing, I would be completely and totally against this bill. And I am very concerned when I hear people talk about, quote, assault style. Because all that means to me is it's a gun that is black in color and has flashing. The mechanism, the manner by which projectiles are released through the tube. It's all the same. It's one pull, one bullet. I don't care if it looks scarier to you. That does not make it an assault weapon. An assault weapon, by definition, is fully automatic. And none of the things referenced here that I have seen are fully automatic. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.